get the mic out? A few minutes for some Q&A before we head out.
Can I ask a trivia question first? Usually after an AV Geek show, I have a trivia question, and if you know the answer to it, just yell it out, and you'll get a copy of my compilation, Evolution of Intelligent Design, which has Moody Institute of Science films on it. All right, so the question is, and if you know the answer, yell it out. Don't be shy. What was the name of the orphan bat? Who said Mickey? Any questions?
Well, thank you. I'm just wondering what kind of fantasy community that is that was pictured, in which all of so many people were coming to the aid of the diseased couple. I mean, is that does that bear any resemblance to the world?
I doubt it very seriously. I think probably the fact that even though Ulmer clearly had a hand in the writing and obviously in the direction of the film, I think that the TBA had very clear designs on what kind of image of themselves they wanted to promote publicly. And I think they really liked this idea of the world stopping if a young couple falls ill. And I think that that's part of it. But it's amazing, the imagery of just throngs of people coming to the aid of this couple.
I also think it's interesting that through disease they actually move up the social hierarchy. He moves from a blue collar job to a white collar job, and they have a new home.
Way in the previous Ulmer version. It's not a sort of trait of the other Ulmer TV films. It's only our white couple that's allowed to move up the kind of economic and social ladder as a result of the disease, which I think is really interesting and striking.
I know the guy from Shun Aviation School the year before Pearl Harbor.
Right, exactly.
Following up on your question, actually, I was wondering if you think maybe the film you showed us was about class in a way that the other films are about race and ethnicity, but if perhaps that's a little less legible.
I think it is, although the ones about race are also very clearly about class as well. And they're about, again, that image of the hundreds of doctors rushing to the aid of the young couple in the sort of ethnic TV films. It's hundreds of doctors coming to the aid of entire villages. And so it's a very different kind of math that's being applied. But I think you're right. I think that it is more class that's being addressed.
You got a question. Is there a way to trace the paper trail of the Moody films beyond educational screen? I mean, are they being advertised in religious educational periodicals? I've got something called some kind of, 16 guide in the late 40s to features that are designed for a religious market. And I'm wondering if there's a way to trace it.
Well, they're definitely Moody. Before they started marketing to schools, that was their bread and butter, was churches. Actually, David Spencer mentioned to us that the original longer films were not actually sold. They were leased out that they wanted to maintain control of them.
The educational screen maintained the church section.
Yes, right. Under the church section.
They would advertise the church film, the educational film.
They were. I mean, the educational films, when you look back at the run of educational screen, and I'm sure they're in the religious magazines, although right. we've not looked, they're absolutely, the religious films are in the religion columns, and then you see the educational films coming in, and you see a kind of receding of the religious films, and then as the 50s wear on, you see a receding somewhat of the educational films and a coming back of the church films. It really, I think, was based on their economics, what was successful at the time.
But not, but I'm curious just about outside that particular journal.
Yeah.
Other sources for tracing?
I have not looked at any of the religious periodicals.
Plus, there are some Moody Institute of Science films that really are just Sunday school lessons. And there's Bible adventures, and there's a lot of film strips about how to run a successful adult Sunday school and things like that. And those are all published under Moody Institute of Science.
So, one of the issues that's really most interesting and troublesome about sponsored films is the reception issue, because we have so little data. We have aggregate data, you know, from Modern Talking Picture Service. But I was curious about the NTA, because in working on the book, it's such an incredible, long, and rich history. There are more TB films. I mean, the literature is just littered with them. There's hundreds and hundreds. Did they do any surveys on reception? Was any of this sort of focus grouped, or was it hit or miss? I can't think that it hadn't been strategized somehow.
Yeah, I wonder about that too. I mean, clearly, the films play as if the association had done so much research about their audiences and about how to reach those audiences. Let My People Live, one of the things that fascinates me about that film in particular is it's set up almost exactly like a sermon from its opening shot forward. And I think it's pretty clear that that film was intended to be shown in black churches. I think it was sort of that. And so I think there was, but I haven't found any kind of survey material or any of that kind of interaction with people who had viewed the materials. All I know is that the catalog of TV films, like you say, is just huge and rather intimidating. That's, I think, why just the Ulmer 8 appealed to me so much.
Okay, last question then.
Hi, I had a question about the Ulmer film, because I was sort of thinking that his Yiddish films, in a way, have certain commonalities, like being filmed in New Jersey as though it's somewhere in Ukraine, and also the one has a couple where one is blind and one is lame, and they also are put together. There's also a sort of a narrator who like talks about things. Have you found other like commonalities with that? Do you think the ethnic films are sort of a, I don't know, a period in his career, or?
I do. I think those, the Yiddish films are in part the reason Ulmer was kind of singled out as somebody who was really capable on a very small budget of making these really successful short programs. But yeah, one of the things that I tried to be careful about was not finding too many commonalities, because I went into it with Ulmer glasses and all I kept seeing were bits and pieces of Ulmer, and I felt strange about that. But there are other things, too.
Thank you so much to this panel.